The West Live.
The West Live.
With Jenna Clark.
Well, thanks to COVID, there's been a six-month moratorium of health fund price hikes. But hang on to your hats because it is coming. I got a notice to say my premiums will be increasing as of tomorrow, and apparently they'll increase by about $400 for similar prices across the market. Joining me now is Compare the Market General Manager Anthony Fleming. Anthony, is there anything that we can do about this?
Good morning, Jenna. There absolutely is something everyone can do about this price rise coming through. My biggest advice for all consumers is understand the impact that the price rise is going to have on you.
Sure.
What is changing for your premium? And the biggest thing you can do is shop around. There's two things. Look at price, but also look at the benefits. Make sure you've still got a product that's meeting your needs and your stage of life. So you're not necessarily covered for things you may longer no longer need, or that you are covered for the things you are needing where you are today. But you can find a great deal out there for most customers by shopping around and looking for a new price.
Yeah, indeed. In terms of what the average premium sort of hike will be, is there a percentage rate that we're going to see across the board? Because I know here in WA, HBF have said that all premium hikes will be cancelled for 2020. But does this mean that they're going to send it down the course to when they may bump things up in 2021?
It's a very good question. Back in April, for the rise that was going through on April 1, the industry average was going to be 2.92%.
Wow.
Now, as you mentioned, some health funds have decided to hold off on that rate rise this year while others are putting it through. But the important thing to understand is that's an average across the industry. How it impacts each health fund or each product within a health fund can be very different. So it's really important that consumers understand what is actually changing on their specific policy. And then you're right, there is proposed the next annual rate rise, which is back on track, will be April 1 next year. So what health funds are doing for that rate rise is probably yet to be seen.
Wow. And now what have you guys found at Compare the Market? Where do you think that punters are going to get the best bang for their buck?
My approach to health insurance is it is very individual for individual circumstances. So it's really important to understand the benefits that you're needing. And you can find a policy that's going to meet your needs. When you look at policies, the government tried to simplify health insurance by introducing these tiers of basic bronze, silver and gold for hospital cover. Now, the intention there was to really simplify health insurance and help people understand what they're covered for and make it easy to compare between health funds. And our research that we've done recently has really highlighted the fact that there's quite a large price difference between policies that are in the same category. So, for example, a gold hospital policy could vary between health funds by up to $800 a year.
That just made my heart stop, and I don't have gold cover, and I may need to use that. May's not good. So why is that? Is that because I think people are just not reading the T's and C's and reading, like you said before, really delve into what you get in your package?
It is really important to understand what you're covered for. So for the price disparity, there's a number of variables that health funds look at when they set their premiums, and it could be the medical costs for the states where their customers or their members are, or even the claims experience of their members. But it's really important to understand, as I said, the price point you're at and whether there's a better price point for that level of cover. But just as you touched on there, you're not on gold. There is a perception out there that I need a gold policy because I need to be on the best policy available. But that's not right, and that's not what you need. Generally, for younger age groups or younger demographics, a bronze policy is actually probably better suited to their lifestyle needs and what the cover they're looking for. Whereas if you're going through different life cycle stages of either looking at building a family or having children, you may need a gold policy. But there are also, I guess, other tiers in there, which are things like bronze plus or silver plus. And those products will have all the benefits of a bronze or a silver, and they may have some additional benefits that don't quite require them to be categorized as a higher tier product, but they're more benefits than what comes in your basic bronze or silver
level. Look, some really timely advice, considering as of midnight all of these premiums could kick in and be hiked up a little bit. I got my notice on email a couple of weeks ago and was kind of shocked, but I guess you got to expect it because, you know, that's life has been taken off hold from COVID. So I guess encourage everyone today, Anthony, just to delve into their policy and see what they're being offered. So Compare the Market General Manager Anthony Fleming, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Jenna.